Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. You're in the breakfast huddle this Wednesday morning. Elliot Dinker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang joining you. It is time for the bigger picture. And we've had some pretty solid earnings reports out of the US, but still markets have fallen.
Indeed. And Ryan, all this down to the rising coronavirus cases around the world. You basically have a case of renewed concern.
It is. And if you look at the numbers, they do have a bit of a worrying tone there. If you look at the US average number of cases in the past week, it's now at around 67,000. That is up 4% from 2 weeks ago. And you do have some hotspots in terms of cases in the likes of India, Brazil, and of course, closer to home, Japan. So all that still in the mix as investors digest what could be ahead in the year for markets. Let's get a bigger picture from Abhilash Narayan. He's the Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Abhilash. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Abhilash, quite a busy week, actually, because you've got a slew of earnings, but it seems like investors are shaking off what looks like quite a strong set of numbers. Markets are down for a second day in a row. Abhilash, is this a sign that perhaps the reflation trade is fading?
Thanks, Ryan. Now, if you look at the markets, as you pointed out, it's clearly the virus concerns which are dragging down the market. So earlier this week, we did hear Dr. Fauci warn about rising cases in the US, and we have seen rising cases in Germany, Japan, and India. Now, I mean, from a market perspective, what this means is that the growth expectations would be pushed back a little bit. But this is something that we had highlighted at the start of the year, that yes, vaccinations are coming through, but we will see ebbs and flows in terms of market expectation. But on the positive front, vaccination is still progressing at a faster pace than expected, a couple of months back. And what this means is that global recovery is, on track, in a broader sense. And that means that corporate earnings should continue to increase. So yes, we may see a pause in the reflation trade for, a few weeks, but it's something that we still expect to play out in the next 3 to 6 months.
And Abhilash, talking about what's going to play out in the next few months, looking at the earnings season so far, we've gotten a bit of a picture of what might be coming. If you look at the commentary coming through from IBM, it's pointing to spending and IT budgets going up. Coca-Cola is seeing sales picking up. And even Procter & Gamble is confident enough to plan price hikes later this year due to what it cites as rising costs. How does this set up expectations for markets when you look at how this could be contributing to inflation, rising costs, and maybe even higher earnings?
Sure. So, I mean, if you think about U.S. earnings season, in reality, we are still in the early stages, right? So only 15% or so companies have reported till now. The next 2 weeks are going to be crucial because about 70% of the companies would be reporting in next 2 weeks. Now, for this earnings season, we expect an earnings growth of around 30%, obviously led by financial sectors, which have already reported, as well as consumer discretionary sector. But as far as stock market outlook is concerned, we think that strong earnings are a necessary condition to sustain the current valuations and momentum, given that PE ratios are really high and virus cases are rising. So if we do see a disappointment in earnings, there is a greater risk of, a bit of consolidation rather than an uptick in the stock market. But yeah, you're right. The corporate commentary is pointing to the fact that costs are increasing, which is in line with the broader market view that inflation should rise from the current level, and is the basis for the reflation trade, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of optimism has been priced into the market, so you do need those earnings to deliver to expectations, especially if you look at the valuations right now. So Abhilash, looking at some of the value plays right now, where can you find value in the markets when you look at valuations being so high and some of the stocks that are expected to benefit have already run up? Where do you look for these opportunities?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the broader market, PE ratios for US equities is around 22 times, which is much higher than the long-term average of 18 times. So you're right, valuations are elevated, but we still think that value sectors, which is namely financials, energy, materials to a certain degree, still have a bit of room to catch up. So if you look at where value sector is relative to the growth sector, on a long-term basis, looking at 200-day moving average, we still think that there is a room for about a catch-up of around 10 to 12% by value sector equities. And that's why we still remain overweight on value style as compared to growth style equities for now.
We are chatting with Abhilash Narayan. He's the Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Now, Abhilash, let's talk about what's getting some Apple fans excited. We had Apple having its first product event this year, a slew of products, including iMacs and iPads using its first M1 chips, as well as AirTags to find your lost devices, and even a new colour for iPhones. Looking at the investor reaction, though, it's looking at a stock price down 1.3%. So it's a bit interesting when you look at how that has negatively reacted. So looking at big tech, Abhilash, is that sector still a good buy amid the broad narrative of a sector rotation to cyclicals?
Thanks, Ryan. Absolutely, there was a lot of buzz around the Apple event. And there were some expected announcements in terms of upgrades, but obviously AirTags was something that market was clearly looking forward to. Now, it remains to be seen whether the new products will generate enough buzz amongst consumers to boost demand, which could not only help Apple, but also companies involved in the supply chain, be it screen producers, semiconductor manufacturers, etc. But talking about the technology sector, if you look at the earnings forecast for Q1, earnings are expected to grow by about 24%, which is higher than 13% earnings growth that was expected at the start of the year. However, because technology sector did perform quite well last year as well, it is sort of underperforming this year, as last year's laggards such as energy, financials, are delivering much, much stronger earnings growth in tune of 50 to 100% or even higher in some cases. So if you look at technology sector, we think that on a long-term basis, the earnings growth is sustainable. But in the next 3 to 6 months, we think it will struggle to outperform the broader market just because of the catch-up from some of the sectors which lagged last year.
Yeah, Abhilash, just to wrap things up, if you look at the allocation in terms of markets, you talked about financial, energy and materials becoming sectors to look at that might catch up. Where are you looking at in terms of markets? How much you place in China, the US, and in Singapore right now?
So, if you look at country allocation on global equities, we still remain overweight on US equities as well as Asian equities. So, obviously, China is a big part of Asian equities, about 50% of the index. Now, the reasons for being bullish on the two geographies is quite different. So in US, obviously, it's the big fiscal stimulus which has come through, the infrastructure plan, and the very, very rapid pace of vaccinations, which leads us to believe that US will be a leader in terms of rebound of economic growth on a global level. And that's why we think US equities would outperform in the next 6 to 12 months. As far as China is concerned, we think it was a case of first in, first out. Clearly, the authorities have done a great job in curbing the virus. And we've seen economic activity rebound. The GDP number that came out earlier this week was quite solid. We expect corporate earnings to rise, and valuations for Chinese equities are relatively cheap compared to global equities. So we think there are different factors, but supportive factors for both these markets.
Okay, so US stimulus expected to help Wall Street, and first in, first out for China, that factor could be beneficial for China. We've been chatting with Abhilash Narayan. He's the Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.